You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Public.
There's a children's rhyme that involves liars and pants and fire, and now we can say things are pants on fire false.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi, Anne.
Hi.
We've got a great question this week from David. David says, last week I was having an email exchange with one of my admins, and she asked me, how quickly do you need the task completed? I responded with the phrase, it's not pants on fire urgent. She understood my meaning, but I am now realizing the phrase pants on fire more commonly, if not only means dishonesty, as in liar, liar, pants on fire, and I'm unable to find any instances of it expressing urgency in terms of putting out the fire. I don't know that I use it that way, but I would definitely know what David was talking about had I received that email.
Exactly. And Rebecca, this is what is so fun about our show, is that we get these great questions and then I get to go learn about these phrases and idioms. David is right that at this point, in general, pants on fire is used to refer to lying, and hair on fire is generally used to express a sense of urgency or franticness. Let's start with where pants on fire comes from. Here I'm going to turn to the wonderful scholar Barry Popick, who looks at the origins of phrases, and he has found the children's rhyme back to 1922 in the Chicago Daily Tribune, and here's the quote, "We children used to shout, you liar, you liar, your pants are afire, your tongue is as long as a telegraph wire." Now, this could also involve a telephone wire, maybe your nose is as long as a telephone wire, hanging by a telephone wire.
There was always a telephone wire in there somewhere. I remember when I used to say it.
Now, why are the liar's pants on fire? We don't totally know. Popick has found a poem in England in 1841, which goes like this. Liar, liar, lick spit, turn about the candlestick. What's good for liar, brimstone and fire. Now, it could just be that liar and fire rhyme, so that works well. Here's what's interesting, Rebecca. So you have this children's rhyme where it's about lying and pants on fire. But same time period, 1920s, 1930s, you can find pants on fire also referring to urgency. So, for example, the Broadway comedy, The Front Page, 1928, here's a quote. He was running around here 10 minutes ago with his pants on fire about going to New York.
It's not like he's running around lying.
Exactly. It's frantic. Mm-hmm. So now let's turn to hair on fire. Interestingly, hair on fire is also available, certainly by the 1930s. William Safire wrote about this in the New York Times Magazine in 2004, because the phrase hair on fire was used multiple times in the September 11th commission hearings. It was often linked to military language. It does show up in Top Gun, but Safire points out that you also have it in political context back to the 1930s. The phrase pants on fire also got some attention in the last 20 years or so because of the truthometer at politifact.com. The truthometer has this continuum: true, mostly true, half true, barely true, false, pants on fire.
More false than false.
Which I love. And they define pants on fire as the statement is not accurate and makes a ridiculous claim.
Well, I would tend to argue that if something is on fire, there is definitely a sense of urgency, regardless of what it is that is on fire. So, Anne, I hope that you have a relaxing Sunday without things on fire.
Unless it's in my fireplace, in which case I'm delighted to have a little fire going.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of the upcoming book, Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday on Weekend Edition. If you can't catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.